Trump's recent visit to an Atlanta McDonald's was nothing short of memorable. The former president, known for his appreciation of fast food, made a pit stop at the Golden Arches following his arraignment at the Fulton County Jail. It wasn't just any visit, though. This was classic Trump, turning a simple meal into a media spectacle. As he entered the restaurant, Trump was met with cheers from patrons and staff alike. The atmosphere was lively, with people eager to get a glimpse of the 45th president. Trump, ever the showman, didn't disappoint. He took his time, shaking hands and posing for selfies with anyone who asked. But the real highlight? Trump's order. In true Trump fashion, he went big. A Big Mac, fries, and a Diet Coke. It's a meal that's become associated with the former president, reminiscent of his White House days when he famously served fast food to college football champions. The visit wasn't just about satisfying a craving, though. It was a calculated move, showcasing Trump's ability to connect with everyday Americans. By choosing McDonald's, a staple of American fast food culture, Trump reinforced his image as relatable to the average person, despite his wealthy background. The media coverage was intense, with reporters and cameras capturing every moment. Trump, ever the media-savvy figure, played to the crowd, cracking jokes and seeming unfazed by his legal troubles. It was a stark contrast to the somber mood of his arraignment earlier that day. Regardless of one's opinion, it's clear that Trump knows how to make an impression. This McDonald's visit was more than just a quick bite. It was a political statement, a media event, and a reminder of Trump's unique approach to populism all rolled into one. In the end, it wasn't just about the Big Mac. It was about Trump's significant impact on American politics and culture.